IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints and Analysis on the Thoughts and Speeches of the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Salim. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Salim, assalamu alaykum to you.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That's all right. For today's discussion, we want to talk about the possibility of negotiation with Israel on the case of occupied Palestine. Is it at all right to negotiate with an illegitimate state like Israel to talk about, for example, Palestine from the very beginning? Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you. Is it at all possible to negotiate on such a case? I mean, some countries say, let's negotiate with Israel. Now Israel is a land, you know, it could be legitimate. It could be accepted by so many countries in the United Nations. So let's go and negotiate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, there is no way to negotiate with such a land because they don't have any existence. For example, on my passport, it is written that this is acceptable in all countries except Israel. So there is no existence of, you know, Israel on the Pakistani passports.
Okay, really?
Yes.
Is it?
Okay. We have this statement on the passport.
Okay.
On the other hand, obviously, someone who has occupied the other's land and does not have the legitimate, we can say, face in the eyes of the most of the countries or some of the countries in the world, how can we go towards the dialogues or legitimating such a thing? On the other hand, we can see that at the moment, the Zionist regime is seeking for the dialogues with other countries, and it is in great need of dialogues. The reason is the resistance against this regime has raised, number one. Number two, what we can see is this Zionist regime, which started with a small land, and they said that we will limit ourselves to this land only, and this is the Holy Land.
Yeah, if you just look at the maps on the Google, for example, 1948, I think, map of Palestine. That time, Israel was a tiny part.
And they said, this is the only Holy Land which we need.
Yeah.
And after that, they have occupied the
and
other lands.
And now, 2023, it's vice versa, exactly.
Yes.
Okay. So the tiny is Palestine, the big is Israel.
So such a place, such a country, such a regime, we cannot call them a country as well, because Israel, whatever it is not a country.
It's not a country, no.
It is not a country. It is an agent. It is a regime plotted by some arrogant powers, whereas the land itself, the country itself, is the Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And we accept the Palestine. Yes. Therefore, there is no way of dialogue for any country with this. And they are in need of this.
Okay.
We can see, like, they are in need. Why?
Okay.
Because they want to, they are not limited to the Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing, which is important, because what they did is they went to Jordan, went to Syria, they went to Egypt. You know, they have some lands of these places as well.
Yes.
So they occupied those lands as well. So how can we accept a regime which is expanding its territory by invading other countries, where at this time in 2023, especially after the World War, all the countries have stopped invading the other countries' land. And we have a United Nation. How can this United Nation now give this permission to such a land, such a regime, to invade the other countries?
And according to so many historians, journalists and freedom seekers across the world, a kind of ethnic cleansing is taking place in Palestine, you know, because they want to cleanse all the traces of the Arabs, of the Palestinians and Christians over there. Unfortunately. So, Brother Salim, do you think it is negotiable, such a thing? I mean, a country, a children killer, I call it, you know, a child killer. Can we negotiate with such a regime or not?
Okay, in my belief, it's not so much I'm old, but I remember some issues in Africa.
Okay.
Occupation of England to us, again, occupation of Portugal. Sometimes we are talking about to negotiate with you. Okay, when you want to negotiate, at first stop to eat my soup.
Mm-hmm.
This is my bowl of soup. If you want to negotiate, stop, eat, then let us to negotiate. You would say, okay, I will give you, okay, let us to negotiate, but you are still removing us, you are still destroying our homes, and we have to negotiate in this what condition is not negotiated. This is one thing. Another thing, this is my court. Either it fits me or not. You have to give me it to me because this is belong to me. Don't first determine the time when I have to give you. Now you have to, because you are continue to eat my soup. This mm-hmm. is my soup.
Okay.
Stop to eat it.
Yeah.
When you will stop, okay. And there is no negotiation. We need our land. This is our land. This is my land. This is my right. There is no negotiation. Give it back and finish. What to get negotiate? We negotiate in something, we have differences.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we believe in something and there are some differences. Okay, let us renegotiate. This is okay, this is not okay. And then maybe we'll arrive on the point, will all of us agree in it? And after that, we'll finalize it and finish.
Yes.
But we want to negotiate in my right, in the thing which I believe and you believe is not yours.
Yes.
It is mine to negotiate what? What
okay.
type of negotiation? Like when we wanted our lands from England and from other countries in Africa, they were telling us, you are not ready now to have a government on your hand because you are not good rulers. Let us to treat you and learn from us how you can rule yourself. After that, we will give you back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is what Nyerere, Julius Kambarage Nyerere of mm-hmm. Tanzania,
yes.
he has said, this is my court. It's not your court. This is my suite. It's not yours. To determine the time, either you say, no, it is not fitting you now. Okay, it fits me or not. Maybe it fits you in your body more than in my body, but this is mine. Mm-hmm. Why you continue to wear it?
Okay.
So this is the issue, what
That's
I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay.
I know that the road to school has been closed and the road to freedom has been cold. I know that the body of the tank will not bleed by the rock that you hold, and the body of the Ummah has left you alone. I know that all I have are my words, and in this very moment they may carry no worth, but in my mind, in my heart and in my soul, they stand in the face of the tyrant and the destiny unfold. In my mind, every deep breath, every sentence is engulfed by the love of love somewhere inside my lung before in my thoughts I breathe life into a revolution. And before these words are at war with the offensive force whose language is violence, they are forever battling with silence. Silence of those who watch you. They know well that you are dying, but in their minds they constantly justify and scavenge for a reason as to why speech will not change your life. Years of pain, decades of strife. So in my mind, every word is a soldier. Every line is on the front line, but every piece is a friend that takes the burden from your shoulders. Every breath takes flight and prostrates under the golden dome until it stands in the landscape with the boldest of hope. Until the doves bring glad tidings from Solomon in paradise unto Jesus' home. Until Moses sends peace upon your abode and the pain departs like the sea in which his miracle was shown. And I know that the road to freedom has been cold. And I know that these words may carry no worth, but all I have to give is all I've been given. The very land that has done to mine what is being done to yours is the land in which I'm living. And all I have to give is all I have been given. And this is what I've written. Inside every word the light of hope glistens. And in every silence there is a lesson if we listen. In every silence there is a lesson if we listen with our souls and hear the voice of God. He will tell you who is there when all else is gone. And deep down I know a prayer is all I got. So may he take you to his paradise and beyond.
So in this way, I think the world, especially those people, the faithful people all across the world, regardless of the race, language, you know, and religion, need a kind of enlightenment inside to oppose Israel. Of course, it is taking place. As I said in a previous program, Jabhat al-Batil is active, but Jabhat al-Haq, the camp of truth, is also active around the world too. It is not only limited, for example, to Iran. Of course, Iran, Islamic Republic of Iran, I believe in the modern age is the flag bearer of, we can say, looking for the rights of the Palestinians. This was led by the late Imam Khomeini of also Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei is after this cause. May Allah protect him. But the case is that how to awaken this sense of enlightenment inside Muslims. how far we are away from our originality as a Muslim. I mean, the true message of Islam that comes, for example, at the early Islam, we could see Prophet Muhammad, okay? Against oppression, against racism, against genocide, against, you know, all these cases that even today's world are facing. How to awaken this sense of enlightenment inside, Sayyid?
Well, obviously, what we can see is, I remember of the letter which was written by the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, to the youth of the West, in which he mentioned and he emphasized to take the religion or learn about the religion from the original source, which is Quran. And the Quran talks about the justice. It talks about to raise your voice against the injustice, against the oppression in the world.
Yes.
And this is what we need to basically convey to the people of the world, because today the world needs justice. We can see there are many justice movements. There are many other movements, for example, there is injustice, oppression against the, you know, the black people in the U.S. We can see what is happening, how they are raising their voice against this racism. In the Europe, we have seen this in UK. So basically, what we need to do is, being a Muslim at least, we need to do our duty, and that is to raise our voice against all kinds of oppressions. And one of the oppressions, and the main, we can say, the flag of this oppression in today's world, or we can say the something which is very much highlighted, is the actions of the Zionist regime in the Palestine, how they kill the Palestinian kids. You know, they even don't have mercy on the journalists.
Yes.
They have killed journalists who were basically reporting the true face of Zionist regime to the world, which they have showed. They never had the mercy on the women. They never had mercy on the children, on the people who were living there, who had their own lands over there. They have shown no mercy to anyone except themselves. So this should be, you know, this should be acknowledged, and obviously we need to raise our voice. Now, how to do this is through different means. Now, one of the greatest means which was introduced by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was the Day of Quds.
Yes.
That you need to celebrate the last Friday of the Ramadan.
The holy month of Ramadan,
The month of Ramadan, as the day against the arrogant.
Yes.
Against the superpower, against the Zionist regime, and for the freedom of the Palestinians.
Yes.
Whereas in Palestinians, we can see it is not just about the Shiaism, it's about the Islam, it's about the people who are living as Christian, as Jews, who are the true, we can say, you know, nationals of the Palestinian land and not the Zionist regime. So raising voice against the Zionist regime. And this has triggered the acknowledgement and the knowledge amongst the people. This last Friday, we can see how in today's world, like in these years, we have seen even during the pandemic, we have seen how people have participated in these, you know, rallies against the Zionist regime, especially in London. We have seen in the U.S., we have seen in the other parts of the world.
Again, the flag of Palestine is up in the air. Thank you very much. I really here invite all dear listeners, Muslims, freedom seekers, all faithful people from different religions around the world, to participate in a Quds Day rally all around the world. This is the biggest occasion in defense of the Palestinian rights. And I hope that one day Al-Quds and Palestine will be free, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Salim, for a nice elaboration on this topic. It was very kind of you.
You are welcome, brother.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last. And tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
mother nor father to wipe away my tears. That's why I will cry. I feel scared, but I won't show my fears. I keep my head high, deep in my heart.